Breakfast.
I was sleeping at 5:41 this morning when I got a very panicky phone call from my boss. Hey, Mike, listen, can you go do the breakfast show, please? Let's put my boss's number into the system here.
Sorry, the breakfast team. Thanks so much for filling in today. I know it's very short notice, so I don't understand the call.
If you could help me try and piece this puzzle together. Bortle, good morning.
Good morning.
I wasn't here yesterday. Did the breakfast team act any differently? Was anything strange going on?
I also wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, no.
I just walked into this.
Oh, really?
Weekdays from 6 a.m. Only on East Coast Radio.
So you've reached my voicemail. I am unavailable today because I am on a travel day. No, I'm not at a hotel. I'm not just at breakfast somewhere deciding not to come to work. We've been given instructions to be at a particular location on Thursday, and today's our travel day, which is why I'm unavailable and we're not at work because, you know, it takes time to travel. And hopefully we'll figure this all out together.
Hello. Press 1 if you want to speak to Sky Shabalala. Press 1 again if you want to speak to Sky Shabalala, because you're not going to get him. Listen, hi. Yes, it is Sky. I may sound nervous. I'm not nervous. But if you're calling me to ask, Uguti, Zikipani, where am I? Why am I not answering? I'm on a mission for East Coast Radio. I got given a location with some directions, and I can't chat today because it's travel day. Apparently, all will be revealed on Thursday. I have never recorded a voicemail, but I got told to record one, and now I'm done.
Oh, hey there. Thank you for reaching out to Darren Moore's voicemail. This is Darren Moore speaking, and also thank you for trying to contact me from the year 2007, which is the last time I checked my voicemail. It also means that you have exhausted every other possible means of contacting me, and you're left only with my voicemail. That should tell you something. This message will self-destruct in 3, 2...